It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. An election for county district attorney usually gets little attention, even in the county involved. But this year, one county's May 24th contest for the top prosecutor's job has drawn interest from around the Atlanta area, and that's because the county is DeKalb, which has seen a series of corruption scandals that included prison time for former County Commissioner Elaine Boyer and suspended CEO Burrell Ellis. And that corruption crisis has loomed over this Democratic primary, where incumbent District Attorney Robert James faces a strong challenge from Sherry Boston. She's the county solicitor, DeKalb's top prosecutor for misdemeanors. Now, Boston charges that James short-circuited the probe of county government by special investigator and former state attorney general Mike Bowers, who has also accused James of failing to cooperate with him. But James points out the GBI looked at the findings in the Mike Bowers report and declined to prosecute anyone because their conduct did not rise to the level of crimes. And in a recent forum organized by Leadership DeKalb, James defended his decision to try Burrell Ellis a second time after the first jury deadlocked on charges that the then CEO shook down county vendors for campaign contributions. In the second trial, Ellis was convicted.
I had DeKalb County citizens, black, white, male, female, company owners, come to me and look me in the face and say, I lost a $1 million contract because I wouldn't give a campaign contribution. One person said, this is going to be the death penalty of my business. As district attorney, my job is to stand up for the little guy. My job is to speak for people that cannot speak for themselves. If that means I've got to suffer, you know, negative public attention, media attacks, then I will. If that means that I've got to try a case a second time, then by God, I will. I did what's right, and I'd do it again.
But the challenger, Sherry Boston, said the outcome in the Ellis case is still uncertain because Ellis has appealed his conviction and the case has already been very costly.
You have to make a decision whether it is in the best interest of the community to retry that case because it's a very expensive endeavor the first time, let alone the second time. I think, like many others in the community, question whether trying a case a second time was in the best interest of the county. And you need to have a DA that's willing to make that decision and justify that the expense associated with something like that was worth the outcome of that case.
Now, Robert James had an important moment for an incumbent last week when he stood with Atlanta U.S. Attorney John Horn and other law enforcement officials as they announced the indictments of 32 people accused of being members of the Gangster Disciples, among them a former DeKalb police officer. Now, Sherry Boston has accused James of failing to lead aggressive, comprehensive attacks on crime and corruption, and she implied as much in the Leadership DeKalb Forum when the conversation turned to gangs.
We have to work together to make sure we're doing prosecution, but that we're working in the community to curb gang behavior at the youngest levels of age, juveniles at 12 and 13. We also need to work with our federal partners. And this all requires relationships. And what I'm most proud of as solicitor is my ability to collaborate and be a leader that works well with partnerships. Because if you don't work well in partnership, then you get shut out.
Now, again, this was just days before Robert James joined the feds in announcing the Gangster Disciples indictments, though in his response to Boston at the time, he gave no hint those indictments were coming.
I meet with the federal government routinely about gang activity in DeKalb County. I've doubled the size of our gang unit. Candidly, I've prosecuted more gang members than any DA in the history of DeKalb County. Any DA in the history of DeKalb County. You can check the record. You know, when you talk about being tough and addressing these issues, you can't get any better than doubling the size of a gang unit, you know, prosecuting and convicting over 41 gang members in a four-year period. So the record speaks for itself.
And this battle has gotten personal. Sherry Boston points out that two previous DeKalb DAs, Robert Wilson and Robert James's own former boss, J. Tom Morgan, have endorsed her. James has cited Boston's lack of experience prosecuting major crimes, saying she doesn't even have the essentials he would want in hiring one of his assistants. The winner of the May 24th Democratic primary will be DeKalb's district attorney come January. No Republican is on the ballot.